Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Paul Gallant and Chris Partee in for John, for Reggie, Colin, Neil, working the marathon shift behind the glass.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate your effort today, sir.
I'm starting to feel it, my good sir.
Yes.
Hey, man, you're in the home stretch now.
You know you're tired when you start speaking like it's the old English times. My fine sir.
Is that the indication?
Huzzah to you,
the
sir.
Hour is within.
There we go. By the way, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days. You just can't. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, including our juicy Week 13 matchup between the Texans and Colts. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We do have some breaking news. Texans head coach DeMeco Ryans announced today the quarterback situation. Are you guys ready for this? I'm telling you. This is crazy.
Is what we think it is?
CJ Stroud is cleared a concussion protocol and will start Sunday against the Colts. I was wondering if anyone thought, is he about to say Davis Mills has been announced as starting quarterback? No,
You know people were nervous. Some people were nervous on that.
You're right, Chris. There was actually some question this week. I've seen it from some Texans fans. And now we can celebrate because he's officially going to be under center. And I think that we saw the most that we could possibly see out of Davis Mills. Second half approach for the Texans against the Bills. Very conservative. Davis Mills did not have a great start. I think he began the game 1-9. He's missing lots of targets. There were some drops, too, and Jaden Higgins got to figure out the sideline. He eventually did.
That doesn't help.
But Stroud's going to be back under center against a Indianapolis Colts team with Daniel Jones dealing with a broken fibula, which I guess he can play on, but if you've seen videos of him from practice and look it up for yourself, it does not look good for him.
I mean, the fibula supports 15% of the body weight, like Sean Pendergast noted in the morning show.
But as Dr. Sean,
as
a lot.
As a guy, though, that has suffered a broken compound fracture with the tibia and the fibula, it's the tibia that's the more important one. If it was the tibia, I wouldn't see him play in this game, in my non-medical opinion, but as someone that's gone through an injury like that, sort of.
You had a compound fracture?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
sorry, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
That's traumatizing.
Yeah, but in my non-medical expert opinion, Daniel Jones can play on it. It's just a matter of, I mean, if he takes one bad hit from either Will Anderson Jr. or Daniel Hunter.
That's what I said earlier. I don't think he finishes the game. I don't. He'll start it. I don't think he finishes it.
Because he's got to escape those guys on a regular basis.
Yes.
And, I mean, Josh Allen was running for his life.
They're going to be coming after him.
And Allen's mobile, and Allen's tough to break down.
And he remember don't that? Have a broken leg.
Right, he doesn't have a broken leg. Remember that one sack where Will Anderson missed him and still tracked him down and eventually got him on Thursday night? I mean, imagine that's you're hobbled. Play. You know, you're tiny Tim out there.
Trying to get away from that guy.
From Christmas Carol with a crutch. And you're like, God bless us, everyone. Meanwhile, like Will Anderson, a.k.a. the Terminator's bearing down on you, and Danielle Hunter's coming from the other side with his massive biceps. And then just, pow, right in the middle, and you're like Lenny from Not Another Teen Movie.
At that point, you just got to take a dive, man. Just go down. Live to play another down.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Do you think that's a legit conversation?
What?
Like, they're like Steichen and Coach Tad probably talking to Daniel Jones like, hey, listen, we...
You got to be careful out there.
Yeah.
We need you for the long haul.
If it don't look good, throw it away or go down. Don't try to extend the play.
That has to be a conversation.
I would tell him
it
that.
It has to be. It has to be.
Because, look, you're 8-3 if you're the Colts. And while it's not ideal to lose this game because it tightens everything up in the AFC, especially because you have two games against the Texans, including on Sunday. You got two games against the Jaguars the rest of the way. And you're playing the Seahawks. And you're playing the 49ers. They have a tough schedule the rest of the
way.
They could easily lose all six of those games. I don't think they will, but they could easily lose all six of those games in some way, shape, or form. Like, each of those is a blowable game for them. The Jaguars, of course, like, are they going to beat them twice?
Right.
But if you're the Colts, I think you do look at this game and say, okay, we're not going all out in this one. We still have the lead in the division, barely.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones being healthy for the rest of the way
for the long haul
is much more important than seeing if you're going to be able to like go all out and win this game and like Jones gets hurt down along the way. Like you, if you win, but Jones gets hurt, that's a win for the Texans.
Yeah,
it would be a tough uphill battle to get back into the thick of things, but yeah, you feel pretty good.
No, if the Colts lose this game, it's not the end of the world. No, you don't want to lose it. You don't go in thinking you might lose, but it's not the end of the world for them. So if anything looks funny with Daniel Jones, I think they might pull him. But again, like I said, I don't think he, for one reason or another, I don't think he finishes this game. I just don't. I don't see him finishing this game.
Well, if he doesn't finish the game, and I just looked this up, so we're all in the same boat here. It's not Anthony Richardson because Anthony Richardson injured himself by hitting himself in the face with
a slingshot or something like that.
A stretching band.
There you go. He broke, it's like a slingshot.
Orbital fracture with... I'm bewildered by how that actually happens in the year of our Lord 2025.
It is baffling.
I've looked this up, so I know the answer. Chris, can you guess who the backup quarterback for the Colts is? Oh, you know? Okay.
I looked earlier.
Okay. Yeah. So he knows. Colin, do you know who the backup quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts is? Putting you on the spot.
You never years past, I would have said Jacoby Brissett. But
he's,
years past, you would have been correct. Well. He's still playing all right.
Setting records with the Cardinals in a loss. But
losing, but yeah.
Yeah.
Better than Kyler Murray. Anyway. Man, is it...
I'll give you a hint. Notre Dame.
Oh, Riley Leonard.
There you go.
There you go.
That's a good hint.
So Riley Leonard is in the game if Daniel Jones gets
hurt. Hey, next man up, right? That's what we say, right? He's next man up.
I'm not going Greg Williams here. I'm not putting a bounty.
No bounty gate here. Bounty gate two.
But, I mean, you get Jones out of the game, I mean, the AFC South is up to you in Jacksonville.
So how does Sean Pendergast feel about it when Riley Leonard goes into the game?
Ooh. Yeah. Is he going to be torn?
No, I don't think he's going to be torn.
I don't think so.
It'd be kind of funny.
So I got a text here from... they didn't leave their name, but it's from the 281. Are y'all surprised that Daniel Jones' injury is even public knowledge? I think I try to keep it.
Yeah,
I think
why
I try
would
to keep that
it?
Within the organization if it was me.
You know, that's a great point. And maybe this is his agent putting it out there because he did sign.
That happens.
He did sign a. LeBron.
That happens all.
And how many
LeBron's
basketball players?
LeBron's a whole different.
But how many basketball players you hear, he's hurt. He's playing through an injury. Well, I mean, Daniel Jones is on a, if I'm not mistaken, 1-year contract for $14 million.
Yeah, 1-year deal.
Jets signed Justin Fields for 2-40. Daniel Jones perhaps is getting this out like, hey, he's trying to play through an injury to potentially get paid next season. So I'm assuming that that's why this happened, but you watch the video. Maybe it's about the video that was posted. Because these people see the video of him at practice and they're like, what in God's name is going on right now? Because it really does look like it's affecting him.
Yeah. Yeah.
know what they're going to give him, like a horse tranquilizer before the game or whatever they give the NFL players these days.
They're going to shoot him up. Yeah. He's getting shot
up. It's
going
to be a
big. He's going to be shot up for real.
The biggest needle.
They're going to numb the hell out of that thing.
And I still don't know if that
just
helps.
Just go out there and play.
Because they have to run the football extremely well in this game. And I think that the Chiefs proved last week that Indianapolis cannot win a game by running the football to throw. Like, that's just not going to open things up enough for Daniel Jones right now.
Yeah.
Right. Like, they and Taylor, Jonathan Taylor, probably should be the MVP to this point this year. They're going to give it to a quarterback, but I mean, how many 3-touchdown games does he have this year? I think 4.
Yeah, and I mean, even that thing, I'm with you there. The whole MVP thing with quarterbacks, that's something we can get into at another time. But yeah, he would be MVP.
Or
should be. I'd say he should be.
But this game, and you know, the other news for the Texans today too, Jalen Petrie's out of the concussion protocol. Mm. And Jalen Petrie, while from time to time in coverage, not the best, Jalen Petrie in run support and Jalen Petrie blitzing as a nickel guy that hangs up in the box.
Yeah.
That's a great person to have back for a game against a team that is going to have to run the football to beat you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Jonathan Taylor, his career statistics against the Texans, I don't want to traumatize you guys.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good. Let's just say that he's pretty damn good.
Career number against the Texans, 8 games. He has run the ball 172 times for 964 yards and 9 touchdowns. So he's averaging 120.5 a game.
He almost has 1,000 yards against the Texans.
Correct. In 8 games.
In 8 games.
And he's averaging 5.6 yards a carry. And I still can't believe, like, in 2023, Texans do not make the playoffs, I'm convinced, if they have Jonathan Taylor on the field for that 4th-and-3.
Yeah.
And Taylor was playing banged up in that game, but for whatever reason, they subbed in Mike Goodson. And Mike Goodson, poor guy, ball right off his hands, that's it.
Didn't get it done.
No. But that's what they're going to have to do to win this game. And I mean, you got to feel pretty good about the Texans going into this one. Obviously, we have seen the Texans blow games that they should win, specifically this Texans team with DeMeco Ryans and with C.J. Stroud, and Stroud's going to be back out there, but... To me, no excuse for a loss. None. You, even if it's on the road, you're going up against a quarterback that's banged up. Your defense is great. It's just a matter of your offense being adequate.
Yeah.
Which is the story of this entire season.
That defense is so locked in right now. Talking about the Texans. They are so locked in. There's been games this season, most of their wins this season, that defense has willed them to winning most of these games.
Yep.
It's willed them. They will not allow them to lose.
Right.
That's what's been happening.
No, and
that's what's been happening.
But can the offense with CJ Stroud back in there hold up their end of the bargain? And that's really been the big question all year.
Give them 17 points. Can you give them 17?
Does 17 win you a game against the Colts? I don't think 17 wins it.
This week, I think it might.
I think the Colts will still. Shane Steichen's figured out a way to move the football against DeMeco Ryans, but you think it might?
I think it might this week.
Oh, I got a low scoring game.
I think it might this week.
Godforsaken hellhole, Indianapolis.
Now, that...
I've never been there, by the way. I just like to say that.
Now, they know that's banking on them being able to, I won't say shut down Jonathan Taylor, but limit him.
Mm-hmm.
And have them rely on Daniel Jones, who's hurt right now.
Yes.
If he's actually going to play, because that's what they're telling us, he's going to play.
Right.
And he's telling us that he's going to play.
If that's going to happen, you got to win. And if Daniel Jones beats you, I mean, yikes! That's a black eye
with a broken leg.
It's a broken leg for the Texans defense resume and for their case as the best defense in the league, which a lot of people have been saying, myself included, after that win that they had on Thursday against the Bills.
Yeah,
I mean, they have shut down the MVP of the league in their last two games against him. Josh Allen, is Josh Allen the MVP? I know that's a subject for another day, maybe, but. They should win this game. I don't think there's any excuses. Shortstop Cannon on the Twitch at 610 Houston says, listening to y'all, Texans will win by 20 plus points. I'm not going that far. I don't think they blow them out. I do think this is one of those games that comes down to the wire.
I don't know if the offense can score that many points to beat them by 20 plus.
Right.
No, I guess you can beat them 20 to nothing, but I don't see that.
No,
I
think
I can see 17-10, 17-13, 21-14, something
for sure.
Like that. I can see that.
I mean, look, the Bills had their moments offensively. They had that big touchdown run, and the special teams for the Texans.
A
little bit suspect of late. But I think there's no excuse for losing this game because of what Daniel Jones is, because of what your defense is, and because you have C.J. Stroud back out on the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any of the last three games, I mean, it would have been embarrassing to lose to the Titans, but you lose a game with Davis Mills under center against the Jaguars, who are competent this year, or a game to the Bills with Davis Mills under center.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you can understand that. But I, for this game, with where Daniel Jones is supposedly, there's no excuse to lose. No. So you better take care of business, guys. If you don't want people second-guessing you when you guys are trying to gaslight people at the press conferences saying, like, yeah, everything's great. We're taking steps forward. No, man. I'm not accepting that.
If his leg is as bad as we're led to believe, you have to win this game if you're the Texans.
Right.
And there's literally no excuses here. None.
Any chance of a Trojan horse, rope-a-dope kind of situation where the Colts are playing some fast,
no.
some tricky things, like when they pump in crowd noise, which no one
talks
about?
They may try stuff. I don't think the trickery is going to work out here.
Right.
No.
Okay.
I don't see it happening.
Okay. Fair enough.
Texans are going to win this game.
Texans are going to win this game.
Not by 20, but they're going to win the game.
By several points.
By several points.
Okay.
They can win by a touchdown.
It would be nice if
I'd give them that.
I think a blowout. I would like a blowout. I know it's not going to happen.
I don't see it.
I just don't want to stress out.
Offense is just not there for me.
No, it's not.
To predict a blowout.
They looked really good against San Francisco with Stroud under center in his last full game, and they were moving the football before Stroud got concussed against the Broncos.
Yeah.
And now it's, you know, almost going back.
It's
to
been a while
one.
Now.
Right,
it's
for sure.
It's been a while now.
For sure. He is Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. You're in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Coming up next on this fine radio program of ours. I don't know why I'm talking like that all of a sudden.
Got the Holy Spirit got you.
Win because, lose because. Texans win because, they lose because. And Figgy's mixtape. I guess I'm going to be Figgy. How about that?
We can all be Figgy.
We are all Figgy deep down.
All three of us cannot equal to the great.
There we go.
Figgy. That's true. In the loop, Sports Radio 610 sticker.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Crowd.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
No John. No Reggie. And no Figgy. It's Paul Gallant. It's Chris Partee. It's Colin Neal in the loop on Sports Radio 610.
Holding down the fort.
So one of us, at some point, has to take up the mantle of the one, the only.
Oh gosh.
The Figgy Fig for this segment.
It's probably, I feel like I have to.
Colin usually does a great job filling in for Figgy Fig, even with the Figgy's mixtape. He usually does a great job.
I do all right. All right, you know what?
Let's, so modest.
All right. It's Figgy's mixtape. Colin Neal filling in for the great, and I mean the great, Figgy here on Sports Radio 610. You, of course, can tune in every weekday at around 1:20. Figgy Fig would usually hold it down for Figgy's mixtape, but it is me. And yes, I can tell some of y'all are very disappointed. But guess what? I don't really care. Let's do Black Friday, okay? I want to know real quick. If you are shopping on Black Friday, if you are going out, please be safe. There are crazy people out there.
For sure.
We all know that. What items or what things do y'all go out for? Like, and y'all can get specifics. I mean, I'm pretty sure electronics is a big thing, but
TVs.
What are specific things y'all think are pretty popular for people to go grab on Black Friday?
It's a good question today because TVs have never been cheaper. They've never been cheaper.
Yeah,
all these TVs. I mean, shoot, Chris, you go to Costco and you can get a good 50-something inch TV with all the brand new tech for probably less than $400.
I got a 55-inch TV about, not even Black Friday. This is like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
55-inch, was it $300?
Wow.
Like, I added the insurance as well.
Yeah.
It was like $340.
That's
total.
It's impressive. So I'm almost like, why would you on Black Friday go for electronics unless you're getting a new phone?
Maybe.
But even then, like, what is the difference? And for all the dorks out there who are about to say, well, actually, the Android's the better phone. Whatever, F off. I'm just saying, what is the difference between a 16 and a 17? You know, difference between an 11 and a 16, which I just upgraded to. Like, okay.
That's
like
a huge difference.
That's a massive difference.
A few generations there.
But if you're upgrading from the last phone to the next phone, like, is that worth waiting in line around the corner at the Apple store?
For some people, it is.
Why?
For some people, it is. I mean, it's a status thing.
But it's like, oh, I have the iPhone 17. Okay, it'd be one thing if it's back in the day where, you know, like, I have the iPhone 4.
Right.
Now we're at model 17, and I think everyone's kind of in on it, where I'm only getting a new iPhone if all of a sudden the battery stops working, he said in quotation marks.
Air quotes.
Because it just stopped working. It's time for you to upgrade. I mean, it's just stopped working. So I don't know, Colin, to answer your question. I don't know what people are going for the Black Friday deals now, especially since you could order so many things online and get deals that are similar to Black Friday deals online with Amazon and other things.
Maybe you need a fridge or like a washer dryer or something like that. Maybe
those
big appliances, you get like 60-70% off, allegedly.
Okay, well, I opened up a Wired article.
Okay,
and y'all probably wouldn't guess the first thing it mentioned when it comes to deals that you should go after or whatsoever.
So it wasn't Trucks. TVs.
Okay,
it's an electronic, but I just don't think y'all would ever guess it, and I didn't
Vapes.
Think about it.
Vapes.
I'm kidding. It's just a joke, people.
Those are pretty popular.
Routers.
Okay, I can see that.
Interesting.
Like internet routers.
That was my
wireless.
Thing.
Wireless routers. Yeah, I could see that.
There's some dead zones in my condo.
Really?
Yeah. It sounds so cool when I say condo. It's just a two-bedroom apartment.
So I'm guessing.
The condo does sound pretty cool.
Why do I feel like, though, Paul, you're setting up for your podcast and then you probably set everything up and you're like, oh, there's no Wi-Fi here.
Oh, I'm directly wired in. I don't
trust
you
gotta,
Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I got an Ethernet cable that goes right into the wall.
Yeah.
Okay. What about...
That's the best router always.
Do you think... I mean, grocery shopping's got to be pretty popular for Black Friday, right?
You got to stock up.
I mean, yeah.
Probably couldn't go anywhere yesterday.
I mean, why not?
Save unless you got out earlier. Was that?
Save a little bit on the grocery bill.
But do stores do... They don't... Like, groceries don't have Black Friday deals,
do
they?
I don't think so, no. I don't think so.
Groceries are high as hell, man. What you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, insert president, whoever's in. Yeah, just blame it on them. I don't know. Truly, I do not know. Maybe it is groceries. Maybe it is electronics. But here's what I can tell you. I ain't going outside.
I ain't going to be out there.
No. I'll order online. I am not ordering in person. I am not waiting in line to go into somewhere.
So you're waiting for Cyber Monday then?
Yeah.
I love me a good Cyber Monday and Cyber Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Might have Cyber a Cyber Tuesday Wednesday. Now?
Yeah, they might have a Cyber
they
Wednesday next week. I don't know.
For the procrastinators out there like myself.
Yeah, that's what we do. We just wait.
It's okay if you...
Just wait a little bit.
It's not that bad if you admit it, okay? That's all I say. If you admit your downfalls, they're not as bad.
That's what we're telling you.
I feel you.
Okay. So, all right, I'm on.
The mixtape.
I'm a, it's a,
you're right.
Oh, okay. There's a sound effect. Good. I would have done it for you.
Slim Shady.
It's Figgy's mixtape here on Sports Radio 610. Colin Neal alongside Chris Partee and Paul Gallant. I'm going to ask y'all this as well, keeping it kind of, you know, Thanksgiving themed a little bit. What's y'all's favorite? What was y'all's or is still y'all's favorite Thanksgiving activities? For me, it's like a little turkey bowl, like going outside in the front yard.
Yeah, yeah. You know, back as a kid, yeah.
Throwing football, my cousin being the all-time QB, because why not? Because he's the older one. He can make all the rules.
Of course. As a kid, I would agree. And I think that's for most, especially young men growing up, that's like the highlight of Thanksgiving, is playing football with family, friends, the turkey bowl. It's got to be.
I mythologized it in my head. I thought I was in the midst of NFL films, was humming the theme.
I think we all thought that, though.
Oh, for sure.
But we all had our highlights.
And for me, it was my time to shine. I wanted to demonstrate my value to my family. But,
I can play football.
Yeah, I can play football.
Listen, if NFL Films was out there filming my turkey bowl in like the film, the NFL teams would be calling, I swear. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. I would have gotten full ride off.
Yeah, same.
Full
same
ride,
here.
Man.
Same here. I was,
but
I was,
what are, I mean, besides that, or maybe it is, what are some of y'all favorite Thanksgiving activities outside of eating? Do not say eating. That's cheating.
Ooh. It is cool to see your entire family, and I'm very fortunate in that drama wise, I have not seen a lot of dramatic craziness. Interactions between family members at holidays, despite being part of a massive family. My dad is one of eight. My mom's one of five.
Okay.
And I also have my stepdad's one of eight, too. So, like, there's big families. But I really do enjoy getting to see everybody. Normally, I'm not working. But, hey, everyone's coming to town this year for me.
Yeah.
I'm working, and then I get to see everybody. So lame and cliche, and you're like, wow, Paul, sentimental. And I'm like, no, the best part to me is I barely get to see my family. So it's awesome to see all of them.
Do y'all watch the Thanksgiving parade?
Not anymore.
I've never been a parade guy.
Okay. I couldn't give a damn.
I'll be honest with you.
I used to like it, but no, not really into it. I will say sometimes it's hard for me to actually get to watch sports on Thanksgiving. I have found myself at a lot of holidays
because
they just do not put it on, and I have to find a way to go in and watch it. And I would say last Thanksgiving, my nephew / godson wanted to watch Cars. For the 8 millionth time.
Heck yeah.
And we stopped watching NFL for a little bit so that we could watch Cars. And listen, good movie. I'd never seen it before. But I was but very often when I'm around family, Chris,
I'm an A kid. How many times have you seen this? You can watch it later. Go sit down. Today is football day, sir. Have a seat.
You got to teach the kids that they got to get in on the ground floor of this great sport.
Exactly. No. Yeah. Sit down, kid. Watch football.
Become a degenerating addict like you.
Like the rest of us.
Gambling addict like your uncle. Yeah.
Like the rest of us.
Yeah. Like all of us.
You want to watch Cars for the 9 millionth time? No. Go sit down.
Yeah. Get out of here,
do
kid.
Some homework. Do some How about that? Go do some homework, kid.
Mow my lawn.
Yeah.
Although it's a lot late now, so maybe not.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Hey, we can confess all these things.
Confession, I'm tired.
Let's
end it off on a fun one, folks.
All right.
What are some, as Paul Gallant alluded to earlier, what are some grenades that you can toss into Thanksgiving to get
always
people
politics.
Riled up?
Always
politics.
Just throw a big juicy piece of rage meat on the table. You know, there's turkey and there's ham and maybe there's steak.
You could throw religion in there too. You have a lot of blended families now.
Hell yeah.
So religion is one of those where it's kind of, because nowadays everybody might not be Catholic in the family
for sure.
Or Christian or, you know, Muslim, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to see a fight and drama, religion and politics.
Oh, yeah.
They do it every time.
Definitely.
Every single time.
Definitely.
It never fails. It'll
for
never
sure.
fail.
No, there's a couple of, there. I think if you could create awkwardness over sexuality as well, you know?
That's a conversation today.
You could definitely.
That is a conversation.
You could definitely throw that out there and be like, hey, parents, I identify as something else.
Hey,
or,
parents.
You know, I might just do it every now and then. I'm like, actually, dad, I'm a woman, even though I have a mustache. You know, like these are theoretically, if you want to throw a grenade in there, that is a grenade that you could do as well. The religion one's an interesting one. I was raised Catholic. Were you raised Catholic?
No.
Okay.
No.
Good for you.
Good for you.
You feel guilty all the time. That's all I ever do.
Okay. What on a smaller scale, though, if you wanted to get on someone's nerves, maybe if you go to some like So you got a special someone?
Oh.
You got a significant other?
Oh, so like the personal life.
That is such a good one. Now
the
that
personal life.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough.
The dating thing. Yeah. Yeah. Or why don't you have, you're 35, you're 40, you don't have any children yet. Oh, what's going God. On?
Oh, yeah, those, yeah, exactly. That's right there, yeah.
For sure. I mean, so this is the first holiday season that I've ever had a girlfriend. First ever, you know, because generally, like, I'd go 4 months, and that's it for most of my
you
life.
You get rid of it? Hey, I understand.
Props. Not really. It's usually I would fumble it somehow.
Hey, like I said.
Yeah. Fist bump again. I'm very blessed this Thanksgiving. Like I truly love this woman, Maddie. I love you. You're the best.
That's awesome.
But a lot of holidays for sure. I was asked like, oh, so are you dating anybody? And like definitely like a little bit of judgment in the air.
No, a lot of bit of judgment. Ain't yeah. no little bit of nothing. Well, especially if it was an older family member.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a lot of judgment
and,
there.
Oh, you're going to have kids. You're going to settle down. And, you know, I know.
Like, when is that going to happen?
Well, I know for some of them. And listen, I lean into this. But when I was over across the street on the other station, yeah. like every now and then people will ask me all the time because I'm a little metro. They're like, Paul, are you gay? And definitely I know some family members were wondering that. And that could have been a grenade they lobbed at me. Like, Paul, you like dudes. They could have done that.
Now, just tell us.
I don't think any of them had the stones to ask if I like stones, but yeah, you know, like that could have been a way to throw a grenade out there for sure.
That could have been a grenade, yeah, definitely. But apparently, none of them had the grenades to do it.
Nice, got it, love it. Yeah, there's a lot of ways to create absolute chaos in your family on Thanksgiving time.
There is, and sports is like the least of them.
Yeah, really.
Okay, but I mean, maybe if your family members are Cowboys fans.
Okay, yeah, if you got Cowboys and Texans fans, yeah.
Or maybe you got someone in your family who's like a really intense Shedeur Sanders fan.
Ooh.
That's the most militant online fan base these days.
Most powerful black man since Barack Obama.
Oh, Kendrick Perkins.
Kendrick Perkins.
He did actually say that. I thought it was AI when I first saw
it. Yeah, I thought it was AI.
So it
too.
Wasn't actually AI.
No,
no.
Really,
he
Kendrick
really
Perkins.
Said that.
He was feeling himself too, and he had two guys. You know what? Kendrick Perkins saying that, that's fine.
Oh, who was on with him?
I don't know, but these two guys were like, yep, facts. And I was like, what?
Was it Richard Jefferson? Because I know he was on NBA Today.
It was two guys I didn't recognize. But this is one of the big problems with podcasts these days. They'll have a bunch of like co-hosts, but they're really just hype men.
Yeah.
Say anything.
And they don't.
And the other guy's like, yeah, facts. For real.
Yeah.
Nobody pushes back on anything.
That irritates the hell out of me.
And it's like, this one is like, please push back. It's the most ridiculous thing that's been said this year.
I wish
sports.
I would have been on there because I would have pushed back for sure. Like, dude, are you serious?
Are you on the PCP? The weed?
Goodness.
The drug of lugs?
On the weed, as Stephen A. Smith
That's where you
say.
Need Stephen A. Smith to check him.
Yeah.
Or anyone.
I think Stephen A. would have pushed back.
I do too. I think Ryan Clark would have apologized to everybody afterwards. You know,
he likes doing that.
He does.
He likes to apologize.
You know what, though? Like, I give Clark a lot of grief, but I apologize all the time. I apologize way too much. Yeah. I say sorry for a lot of things. I shouldn't, too. My girlfriend's like, why are you saying sorry? You didn't need to say sorry for that. I'm sorry for saying sorry.
I'm sorry.
Babe. Sorry about that.
My apologies.
Hey, well, hey, that was Figgy's mixtape on Sports Radio 610. Of course, Colin Neal, Chris Barti, Paul Gallant filling in for the great Figgy Fig, Reggie Atula, and John OG Lopez. Paul, I toss it back to you.
All right. Great job, Colin. Jeez, you've been running ragged. You've been up since 3:30 in the morning. Man. Goodness gracious. Get yourself some coffee.
Got a few minutes left, man.
A few minutes left.
Almost at the finish line.
We're very close.
Last chance to dance. We got the toss up next. Who's hanging out today in the drive?
It is B. Scott and Clint Sterner.
B. Scott and Clint Sterner. All right. Well, we will see them in just a couple of minutes.
Well, in a way, virtually. You all be just talking because they're on site at BB's in Pearland.
Yeah. Oh, they're at BB's in Pearland. Yeah. All right. So we will do a little crosstalk with them. We'll also draft the best games this weekend and maybe some final thoughts on the Texans and Colts. C.J. Stroud has been cleared from the concussion protocol, so he will start on Sunday. Stick around. Sports Radio 610, your home of the Texans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
No John, no Reggie. It's Paul Gallant. It's Chris Partee. It's Chris. Oh, boy. Colin Neal. I almost said Chris Neal. Sorry. I'm getting tired, too.
Just mixing us in.
I have no excuse for that.
Finally enough, that is one of my uncle's name.
Chris Neal? Chris? Okay.
Well, there you go.
Well, we're landing the plane. It's been a lot of fun. This show has flown by.
It has.
If you're just tuning in right now, C.J. Stroud has been cleared in the concussion protocol. He will be the starter for the Houston Texans against the Colts on Sunday.
All is well in Texan land.
Mm-hmm. And
right?
It is all well, because also on the other side of things, Daniel Jones is dealing with a broken fibula. He's playing through it, and Shane Steichen said today that he's good to go for Sunday's game.
All right, hey, that's what he's going with.
So a hobbled Daniel Jones, who mobility is a big part of his game, is going to be under center against Stroud and this Texans defense that just for the second time in over a year emasculated Josh Allen.
Yes.
And that offensive line in front of him that's supposedly pretty good.
Good luck with that, Colts.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck with that.
But then again, I mean, hey, we have seen the Texans drop gimmies before. I don't want to get too cocky with this one. I do think there is no excuse for a Texans loss on Sunday. I understand
they gotta
it's
win this
the
game.
Road. At
they
got
to win
three,
this game.
And then the Colts, blah, blah, blah. But Jonathan Taylor. But,
and especially
know.
After everything they've done to climb back to respectability and get back above 500 after starting 0-3. Don't lose this game.
Don't.
Do not lose this game.
Don't. You're in a great spot. You're going to have a really tough game against the Chiefs, who will be playing like it is an elimination game in that Sunday game to follow. So this is a game you got to take care of business. Generally, every football Friday, got to get down on Friday. The In the Loop fellas draft the best games of the weekend. So let's do a little draft.
Ooh.
It's college football rivalry weekend. Ole Miss is starting to run away from Mississippi State.
Yeah, they're separating.
In the Egg Bowl. Lane Kiffin is very excited. No longer a candidate for the Florida head coaching gig. It's between Ole Miss and LSU per a report that we saw today.
He's a passionate young man on the sideline.
Yes, he is. Chris Partee, I'm going to give you the first pick for this
weekend.
Oh,
really? You got to give me the first pick.
I'll give you the first pick because I think there's only one first pick. And I feel like it's the gentlemanly thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, A&M. Texas, that's number one. At least around here
for sure
in this state, that's the best game, biggest game. You said it earlier, A&M. You can't lose this game.
You can't.
Kind of like the Texans, You can't lose this game this week against the Colts. A&M, you cannot lose to the Longhorns.
Some Aggies I saw today are very frustrated that Texas players were doing some dancing on the logo after last year's game. Now, on one hand, win the game, and you don't have to deal with that.
Yeah.
But I wonder if the Aggies win, if they will do a horns down a nation on the middle of the horn.
Someone will do it.
And I wonder, and listen, we make fun of the Aggies a lot, but I will say to the Texas folks out there, if you guys act like a bunch of little you-know-whats over...
And cry about it.
Over the logo getting stomped on and the horns downing, like, the Aggies are going to clown you forever.
Oh, of course.
On that.
Of course.
So this is big for Texas. If you want to make Texas A&M feel like the little brother that you constantly talk down to them like, you have to pull this off. And Texas A&M, this is your year. And you're going to make it to the college football playoff. If you win, you're in the SEC championship for the first time. You cannot blow this.
Let me ask this question real quick.
Hit us.
If A&M loses this game but goes on to win a national title, does it really, then what, does it matter
Texas
then?
Texas fans will never recognize
they it. They still won't give they a won't damn, just,
well,
they
I
won't.
Mean, shoot. Yeah. Like, in one of the games that we'll see tomorrow, okay, this Michigan team, not very good. But yeah. Michigan beat Ohio State last year. Ohio State won the national title. How many Michigan fans do you keep on saying, well, we beat them, so does it
very
matter?
Very true, yeah.
It kind of bothers me, too, that we have added the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Because if Michigan wins that game, Ohio State should be out. Now, they did win the national title. Yeah. Give them credit. They were the best team. Yeah. They beat Notre Dame in the national title. But I'm of the belief that, like, you lose a game like that to your arch rival. Like, do you deserve to play in the national championship? Right. But that's what Texas fans will be saying if Texas wins and the Aggies go on to the college football playoff and even win the whole damn thing. Texas fans will say, like, asterisk, much like we do the asterisks for the Los Angeles Dodgers titles during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hey, that you got a point there. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It will. So A&M, guess what? Aggies, go win.
You got to go do it.
Go win it.
So number two overall pick. What's the game of the weekend? You know, you take a look at the NFL slate. It's a bit of a dud. We had some good games on Thanksgiving.
We did. Those were some good games, yeah.
And in a couple of minutes, you got the Bears and the Eagles.
That might be the one.
On Amazon Prime.
That might be the one.
I don't know, though. This is the Bears.
They're 8-3.
I know, but
Ben Johnson.
Yeah, the Eagles too. Like, it's a tough watch recently.
They have been. They've been rough.
I want to pick this game, but you know what? Call me biased. Call me a panderer. But I think it's Texans Colts.
Yeah,
I think it's Texans Colts. Yeah. Hey, if the Colts are legit, you win this game.
Yeah.
If the Colts are what they think they are based off that 8-3 record, you got to take care of business.
Like I said earlier, I'm not buying in. I still haven't bought into the Colts overall.
It's tough. It's just Daniel Jones' face.
It's his face.
There's something about it. It's unfortunate for him. Like he's a good looking guy.
It's just his
hundreds
face.
Of millions in his pocket. But I just look at him. I'm like, yeah, I don't trust you.
Colin, how you feeling?
Where did I go home?
Well, Colin,
give us a pick.
So you can't pick Texas A&M. You can't pick Texans Colts. What is the game of the weekend as we do this little roundtable draft?
I mean, I'm a bit of a sicko. I mean, I'll watch all of them. I'll watch.
I can't believe you're gonna watch all of them.
I'll try my best to watch all of them.
How are you gonna stay awake?
He needs to go to sleep.
Yeah,
that's what he needs to do.
You can't take PEDs. They're illegal. Okay. None of the Adderall.
I'm not an athlete though. That's the thing.
You're not an athlete, so you're allowed to.
He doesn't have a governing body testing him
exactly.
Every other week.
Chris gets it.
He ain't got to worry about that.
Sorry, I was in the middle of something. Have any of y'all mentioned Ohio State, Michigan?
We have not.
Nope.
Come on. How many days has it been since they beat Michigan?
What if they blow it again? Oh, man. What if they blow it again? I mean, Ohio State fans, the most insufferable in college football. That would be something else if Ohio State and Texas A&M lose.
Woo!
That would be something else. I doubt that happens. Chaos. I wonder what the parlay odds would be on that.
Damn.
But
tonight, though, you have Arizona State.
Okay.
Last year, it ended in a fight where a Sun Devil player put a pitchfork onto the Arizona logo.
Hell yeah.
So I wonder if there's still some hard feelings over there.
For sure.
I believe it's in Tempe this year. Yes, it is. It is in Tempe. Man, kind of a wacko sicko one a little bit. Air Force Colorado State.
Oh, yeah.
They do have a trophy. Ooh. It's a Ram Falcon trophy, I think it's called. So I might tune in on that a little bit. I mean, I'm a sicko. Like I'll watch any I'll watch any game.
Colin's
like,
all in, man. He's gonna watch any and everything football.
Yeah. I mean, on Saturday though, I'll be down the road at Shell Energy Stadium covering the Bearcats.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, baby.
Can all they avoid going 2-10? Let's see.
Listen, that's real. It's a real mark of a Big J journalist is that you're going to cover the team.
Yeah.
When
I mean I'm biased. I'm biased.
Oh, you're biased?
I graduated from there, so obviously. Yeah. So, you know, I'm
gotta be neutral. Place. Gotta be neutral.
You gotta hold yourself in a little bit. And if they make a fantastic play right in front of me, I feel on the inside I'm oh yes.
Jumping
let's go.
For joy.
And,
yeah.
and then I'm like and on the outside I'm like straight face. maybe the nod ahead of like, yep, that's the spot.
Gotta right be there. Professional.
You have to be.
Couple underrated options for this weekend. I mean, obviously, everyone's going to talk about the Iron Bowl, blah, 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 blah. Yep. The SEC game that I think will be the most fun.
Ooh.
Vanderbilt, Tennessee.
Ooh.
Because, Vandy, you got the dorks. And you got Diego Pavia, who everyone loves now. And then you got Tennessee. And I'm sure in the crosstalk, you know, Clint, to someone who's played in the SEC, can tell you.
Right.
These people, Tennessee fans, are the absolute worst. I cannot stand them. I grew up as someone who didn't go to the University of Florida, but I've always liked Florida.
Yeah.
And I just, they have such an irrational sense of self. Guys, 1998 happened a long time ago.
Damn.
Okay. And by the way,
just taking away all the joy.
I'm sure the great state of Tennessee loves the fact that Peyton Manning could not win a national title when T. Martin could. Like the greatest player in your program's history, 0-4 against the Florida Gators.
Couldn't get it done.
Couldn't get it done. Tennessee fans. Oof. So I hope that Vanderbilt sticks it to them. Because this might be the last time that we ever see a good Vanderbilt team. Because I get it. Hey, they've done a really good job the last 2 years. But what happens in a post-Diego Pavia world?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're going to find out soon.
We are going to find out soon. We're
going to find out.
Do we have the gentleman of the drive hanging out with us at BB's in Pearland? It's B. Scott, Brandon Scott. It's Clint Sterner. Crosstalk brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing, KALT-AM, KALT-FM, HD2 Houston, and Odyssey Sports Station. Gentlemen, how's it going?
What's going on, Polly Kittens, my man? What is good?
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday.
All of the above.
Man. Hey, Chris Partee, I hear you, man. Same to you boys, man. We're out here at BB's Tex Orleans in Pearland. For those that need a specific address to plug in your navigation, it's 9719 West Broadway in Pearland. We're in the house. It's got that Cajun smell every time. Woo! I walk in here. I can't help. I get excited. If my bride was here, I'd give you a little something else I get. But, boy, I got TVs rolling everywhere with them games going. We got good games. And we got Dollar Chicken Wings as long as the drive is in the building. Chicken wings, cold beer, and football. BB's Tex Orleans in Pearland. So we're having a good one, boys. I don't know that I've ever had a crosstalk lead me into that 98 Tennessee National Championship.
Man,
that
I won. I love that.
Well, I won it for him. Hell, I gave it to him.
I love that he put that on a platter.
Yeah,
for
yeah, he teed that thing
right,
up. I'm still
right
waiting. Hey, Paul, I'm still waiting on Philip Fulmer to send me that old.
He should. Yeah.
You know how they were giving all them damn recruits some little McDonald's bags with money in them?
Yeah. Where's your money?
Send me one.
Where's my bag?
He still owe you.
Yeah, I get a torch. I mean, I'm getting hammered on social media right now because I just made the broad statement, man. I said, boy, Arkansas Razorback football right now is in a bad spot, y'all. And all of a sudden, Tennessee, to your point, them crazy ass fans
jackals
jumped in and started hammering me. I was like, hey, mind y'all's own damn business, man.
Beat Vanderbilt. Take care of business,
exactly.
Which you might not even
worry about Diego Pavia and his mama who's straddling the edge of the stands up there dancing, man. What is his mama doing?
I mean, look. Is she dating Thea Vaughn now? Yeah.
Hey, y'all better leave that man mama alone.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, his mama better get off that damn pole. And I ain't talking about the vertical in the shape either. Did you see that video?
She's I did not. Life,
she man up there twerking at him.
She was straddling the bar like that, you know, like when you at the first row of a stadium, you know, the wall, but that keeps the stands in the stands. And
yeah,
she got one leg hiked over that thing, and she's dancing. She's
hey, look, everybody come from somewhere, Clint. Hey,
right?
Man. Yeah,
everybody
you're right.
Everybody come from somewhere.
You're right. And that bar is getting real familiar with where Diego Pavia came from. Hey, man. Hey, I'm telling you, man. I said, boy, my mom has embarrassed me a time or two, but I thought
yeah, this is a little different.
This is a lot.
Nothing to that extent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for not shaking it on that day on that rail up there, Ma. I appreciate you,
yeah,
baby.
My mom talks a lot. She's never twerked in public.
That's it, man. Boy, far as I know, if she did it before I was around here.
Long before cameras.
I'm going to tell you, I know my dad, Big Earn, and he wasn't much of a twerker either. So I think if they did, it was better off they kept that behind closed doors, boys. Hey, ITL in the crosshairs. I don't know if y'all have heard our crosstalk much, but when I get a chance to listen on the way in, which is more times than not, I like to put you boys in the crosshairs, and I'm going to tell you, Paul, I've had a lot of thoughts about you, but I never thought you were gay, Bob.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I never.
The tip of the hat.
You'll take that as a compliment.
Metro, a man that looks in the mirror before he leaves the house and makes sure he looks good.
Oh,
and
for
sure. Got a good head of hair and all that. Yeah, I mean, I thought all those things. Like, hey, man, Paulie's putting it together now. Works out, stays in shape. I ain't never thought about, is which
you know what's funny? I wasn't sure if you felt that way, because back in the day when we did a couple of shows together, I was trying to get you to watch The Bachelor, and I was talking about all the cats I have at my house.
Oh my God.
I was dating someone at the time.
With the cats,
got
huh?
me into both of those things, baby.
Even the cat, Polly kittens. That's where it stemmed from, man. I mean, even the cats didn't. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I judged you, but it wasn't on your sexuality, to be completely honest with you. You
gotta love Clint's honesty, man.
Hey, I'm just being honest. I never did. I would completely avoid this topic had I, but here's the other thing, man. Just, I mean, for what it's worth, not that you need relationship advice from anybody, much less my ass who got married at 45, 44, I think, whatever it was. But man, you got to quit saying I'm sorry, man.
I know. I'm sorry.
Apologize.
Hey, I deal with it with my wife, man, and I'm like, Mama, you ain't even done nothing yet. Quit saying you're sorry. Damn, I'm just having a conversation with you. I just want to get to the bottom of this. So you got to quit it, Paula. You're going to run her off.
I'm
you got to
try.
Quit. It's a serious deal, man.
I will
she
try.
She may
my
love
best.
You with every bit of her heart, and at the end of the day, man, that sorry stuff may run her off.
Now, that's good careful. Advice right there, Clint.
She rules, hey, so man. Thank you for the advice. I appreciate
hey,
that.
Hey, that's it, man. You know when you need to say sorry. Hell, it ain't all the time.
Every woman I've ever said sorry to is like, yeah, you are sorry.
Sorry, S.O.B.
Sorry, S. is sorry. Damn right.
All right.
Sorry, S. is sorry.
Well, Part T, I'm going to let you off the hook today, man. I ain't got nothing for you, man.
All right. It's all good. You'll get me another time.
That's right. Get back in the gym, son.
It's been a lot of fun today in the loop. Shout out to Colin Neal with the marathon shift. Shout out to Chris Partee. Chris, it's been a whole lot of fun, man. I am merely Paul Gallant.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.